that after the completion of the ibadat, praise and thank Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And also that you ask now of Allah Ta'ala. You have done the ibadat, like a worker who has done his work, now he gets his pay. So Allah Ta'ala also gives now. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says, when we enter the masjid, the dua is, Allahumma inni as'aluka min rahmatik. Ya Rahmat, your ibadat. I've entered the masjid, open the doors of your rahmat. That is all the means of your ibadat, namaz, etc. And after you have done your job, now when you are going out of the masjid, Allahumma waftah li abwaaba fadli, your fadl, fadl, your rozi. Now open the doors of your rozi. I did my job, finish. Now give me my pay, so to say. Now we are asking. So after ibadat, we have the praises of Allah, then we take from Allah Ta'ala. So Ramadan also is a month that every day the rozas we keep, there are two particular times we should try and engage in dua. Before the roza starts, the sehri time, the time of tahajjud. At those times, duas are readily accepted. Throughout the year, at that time, Allah announces, is there anyone begging of me for rozi, for health, whatever you want. Allah Himself is asking, what do you want from me? And like in the big night, what we call, and the whole month of Ramadan, this takes place from the time the sun sets right till sehri time's finish. The whole night, throughout the year, just the last part of the night. But in this month of Ramadan, the whole night. And then as soon as sehri time gets finished, now the day starts. Then all the creation of Allah, fish, birds, etc., they are now, their duty is to say Ameen on the du'as of the people who are keeping rozas from the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is also the acceptance of du'a all the time. So before sehri, we should try and make time, specific time for du'a. And before iftari, that time also, we should try and set aside specifically for du'a. And we should beg of Allah and take from Allah Ta'ala. Allah is opening His treasures, and He is offering and He is giving His treasures. It will be very sad that we don't take. Yeah, in this world, we know if we want something from somebody, we have to go and beg him, we have to make him happy, etc. Yeah, Allah is offering us. And the treasures of Allah, this dunya's treasures, can never compare with the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. In this dunya, we ask somebody, once, twice, perhaps he'll give happily, but then he also will start making excuses. He will even insult us. He will humiliate us also. And also in many cases, he goes and speaks to other people. That person came and asked me, I helped him out, etc. In other words, disgrace and humiliation. When we ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala won't tell anyone that this person came and asked me. Allah won't humiliate that person. In fact, when a person asks Allah Ta'ala, his honor increases. When a person asks Allah, even in the hearts of the people, they say, this person doesn't ask anyone. You just see making dua. Their respect for him increases, that he trusts on Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has kept our respect and honor also intact. And Allah Ta'ala saved us from being humiliated and disgraced. So we shouldn't go and ask anyone, ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. In a hadith in Tirmizi Sharif, very authentic riwayat, that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is an embodiment of sharam, shame, haya, and an embodiment of generosity and kindness. So when a person lifts his hands to Allah Ta'ala, then Allah cannot let his hands go empty-handed. Like any person who is a little bit kind-hearted in this dunya, somebody asks him for help, he can't refuse. His nature is such, he can't refuse. He helps out the person. Of all the people together who are kind and generous and who got shame in them. How can I refuse somebody? Allah is much more than all of us together. So when a person lifts his hand, Allah Ta'ala does not let that hand go empty. Allah Ta'ala definitely gives, it is for us to ask. And when we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when we pick up our hands, that is the adab of asking. That a person, when we're making namaz, etc., Allah give us tawfiq, even our tilawat, other ibadat, face the qibla. So our chest is facing the qibla. And the qibla of our hands when we're asking dua is the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So we should keep our hands like this. And the adab is, we should keep them a little bit apart. So it's not easy, and when a person becomes emotional in his dua, then he doesn't maintain it, but that is the correct way. And keep your fingers also apart. So this is your begging bowl. This is a bowl. And it's directed to the arsh, that whatever will come from the arsh, it will come in here. So when your hands are like this, Allah also sees that this begging bowl is a broken bowl. If I'll put little bit, it will all fall through. If you put a big thing, then it will stay there. And also, Hazrat Pana Abrar al-Haqsab rahmatullah Ali said, your kurta, normally the buttons, where the second button is your bosom, your chest, in line with that. Should keep it like that and make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And when we finish make dua, adab is we wipe our hands. This is like many people, especially village people, etc., when you give them something, they wipe it on their face, that we appreciate what you gave us. And this is like we are saying now, وَجَدْنَا مَا طَلَبْنَا. What we asked you, Allah, what we made talab from you, we got it. And now we are putting it here. We really honoring it. The most ashraf, honorable part of the body of the human being is his face. So what you got from Allah, there you are saying, Ya Allah, I got it and I'm rubbing it on my face. Similarly, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Mashayikh say that when we get the opportunity of crying in dua and tears come out, one or two tears also, whatever amount, then rub it on your face. Where those tear drops reach, they won't burn in the fire of Jahannam. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is such that when he will face, he won't only save the face, he will save the whole body. So rub it as much as we can, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhan nas, not only believers, people, all people together. In there is included all the Anbiya alayhimus salam also, all the great awliya, ulama, solaha, all the great people of dunya who they regard as so great, professors, lawyers, whoever it is of the dunya also, all annas, ya you annas, all of you together, antumul fuqara ilallah, all of you are beggars, you are in need of Allah Ta'ala. And the work of a beggar is to beg. And you are fuqara ilallah. You are not beggars to beg from people. You are beggars of Allah. So beg from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And like a beggar has got his begging bowl. He goes with a bowl, a tin, a dish, and he begs. Allah gave us our begging bowl also. The beggar, in most cases, they are professional beggars. They earn their whole livelihood and they've got bank accounts and they've got big bank balances. But during the day, they beg. And these people, when they beg, they go with their begging bowl. When they finish beg for the day, they also got their knock-off time till 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, wherever. And then they go and count their earnings for the day. How much did we earn for today? And then they put their begging bowl away on a shelf or something. Now we don't need it the whole night. But you are, Ya Yuhanna, is Jumla Ismiya. And it has got continuity in it. All of you, you are continuous beggars of Allah. Not only from 9 to 4, not only a certain period, 24 hours, every aspect. So you need your begging bowl all the time. So your begging bowl, you can't even put it on a shelf. You've got it with you. Just put your two hands together and your begging bowl is made. As it says, middle of the night you get up because of mosquitoes or bed bugs or somebody making a noise. You heard some noise or something banging. Yeah, that are all just outward excuses. Actually, Allah is saying, I'm thinking of you, you think of me. And at that time now, beg from Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says, actually, we should go and make wudu, make two rakats namaz. But if you are lazy, you haven't got the courage to go and make wudu at that time. So you make your two rakats, then just sit up in your bed and use, and your begging bowl is with you. You need it all the time. So it's there with you. Just put your two hands together and beg from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and when Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gives, He gives bila hisab. He doesn't have to see that, like for example, many people, now Ramzan is coming, they've calculated their zakat. Then collectors will come, madrasa collectors, other people. And then they consider, if I give this person too much, I won't be able to give the others. Every year so many people come, and I have to budget myself. Allah, when He gives, He doesn't have to budget Himself. That if I give everything away to the first person, I won't have to give to the second person. Allah's treasures are unlimited. And Allah's generosity and kindness is also unlimited. So we just have to beg from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has given this to everyone. And if you don't even want to sit up in your bed, you just want to lie down, you don't want to pick up your hands also, still from your heart you can beg to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah will give you still. Allah Ta'ala is the most kind, most merciful. All the mothers together in the world cannot have love for one child. You put all of their love together for one child, how much will that love of all the mothers in the world be? Not only human beings, but even animals. All of them together. It doesn't measure one bit the love that Allah has got for His creation. So we just have to beg. And this month of Ramadan is the ideal occasion. And we should beg, in fact, in such a way. Our Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Niyaz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, who said, when you go for Hajj and you go to Arafat, there also Allah Ta'ala's generosity, jood, karam, knows no limits whatsoever. And Allah just showers the people of Arafat. So there you should also beg of Allah. And when you leave Arafat, you shouldn't feel that, oh, I forgot to ask this and I forgot to ask that. So like a person when he goes shopping, then he makes a shopping list that I mustn't forget anything. I must do this work, I must get that also, I must get that also. So when we ask Allah Ta'ala, especially the special occasion, we also, nothing must be left out. Ask Allah Ta'ala everything. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that even if your shoelace breaks, ask Allah Ta'ala. So and the measurement of our iman and trust on Allah is how much du'as we make. If we are not making du'as, then it is like we don't need Allah in our life. I can manage my own things and I can do my own things. How much you know I'm dependent on Allah. And Allah is said, Antumul fuqara ilallah. You are totally dependent. You are beggars. You are not only slightly needy people, you are helpless beggars. A person really who begs. There is different who are professional beggars. But when a person really is desperate, then he goes and begs from somebody. Otherwise, any person who has got self-respect, he won't like to go and ask anyone. He feels it a disgrace and humiliation to go and ask. So we are total, well, they use the word fuqara ilallah. We are total beggars. So how much we realize I need Allah, so much we will make dua. So dua is a great, great weapon and nobody can take it away. Salahul Mu'min is the weapon of a believer. And with this, it is our defense also, and it is our offense also. When nobody can take it, they can stop you from moving your lips, but dua you make from your heart. And that nobody can take that away from you. No matter what conditions are, you can supplicate and make dua. And how Allah's help comes also, it is astonishing how Allah Ta'ala's help comes. One person, a porter, who is to transport goods and people also, so he offered one person that I will take you. So he said, okay. When they came to a fork in the road, so this person knew the main road where all the people go. So when he asked him, what road will you take? He said, I will take this road here. He said, no, please, I know this other road. It's a shortcut. So when they went on the shortcut, it landed up in a dead end in the jungle. And now he jumped off and he wanted to take his life. So then he made dua to Allah. There are different incidents. The one, he made dua, Ya Rahman, O most merciful, most kind, most compassionate. Three times he said. The third time he said, then he saw a person with a sword in his hand. And he pierced it in that person's, that crook, that poor person's body, so hard that it came out from the other side. And he died. And he told this person, the first time you said, Ya Rahman, I was in the first heaven. When you said it the second time, I came down till the lowest heaven. The third time, I'm here by you. So we just have to beg of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's help is there for us. So Allah give us all tawfiq and use this occasion every moment of Ramadan. And particularly, Sehri time, eat our Sehri also, make our Tahajjud Namaz, Tilawat, whatever we want to do, but keep a time for dua also. Iftari time, just before Maghrib, also keep our time for dua. And like that, the whole day also, duas are readily accepted. After Farad Namazes, duas are readily accepted. Between Adhan and Iqama, duas are readily accepted. Allah opens His doors and His treasures just flow. And when we make dhikr also, one of the muraqabas, which inshallah sometime we will discuss, is that I'm making my muraqabah that with la ilaha laysa laha hijab dun Allah. There is nothing that can block la ilaha from reaching Allah Ta'ala. So it has reached to Allah the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. And with illallah, we are taking from the treasures of Allah, that is the very big warehouse, storage place. And we're putting it in the small warehouse of our heart. So we are taking the love of Allah, connection with Allah, our islah, and all other necessities also which we might have, some needs we have got. But the big, big things we should take from Allah. Love of Allah, nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. The love of deen, love of sunnah, and all that is there. And with la ilaha, it reaches immediately right there. The seven heavens it goes past and it reaches there. And with illallah, bring all that and put it in our heart. So we have got this opportunity, we should use them. Allah give us all tawfiq.